there's a certain moment in human prehistory when it seems as though a light has been literally switched on, like somebody flipped a switch, switched on in the human brain all over the world. And this was one of the mysteries that that drew me into this inquiry. Because if you look at what anthropologists call the human career, the whole story of the human race, you have a story that's a roughly 6 million years long, back to the last common ancestor with the chimpanzee, when our line diverged from our very close relatives, the chimpanzee. And really, and unfortunately, this is a story of 6 million years of boredom. Our ancestors do absolutely nothing. As time gradually passes, we find from the few remains in the fossil record that they're beginning to look more and more like us. They start off about 3 feet tall as adults with tiny, tiny brains, even smaller than the brains of a chimpanzee. And gradually, over the millions and millions of years, they get taller, they get more upright, they perfect walking on two legs, their brow ridges begin to recede, the brain size gets bigger and bigger. By 500,000 years ago, our ancestors have brains exactly the same size as ours, and by 200,000 years ago, they are fully anatomically modern in every sense. There's a skeleton from Ethiopia dating to 196,000 years ago, which is in every sense identical to a modern human being. You wouldn't blink if you passed this individual in the street. He looks exactly like you or I. And brain casts tell us that their brain size was identical to ours. The brain was organized in the same way as ours. We're dealing with us. Genetically, they're identical to us. And yet, despite looking like us and being genetically identical to us, these beings of 200,000 years ago don't behave like human beings at all. They behave like shuffling, tool-using apes. They have no religion, no culture, no art, no lateral thinking. They're really bad hunters. It's amazing that they managed to survive for millions
of
years.
As long as they did, yeah.
Yeah, they have no broader wisdom whatsoever. They just seem to live for the moment and incredibly dull. So although we might not bat an eyelid if we pass them in the street, they would certainly send us to sleep if we listen to them at a dinner conversation. And this goes on for more than another 100,000 years, and it's really, you have to really come down until just 40,000 years ago, or even less, 35,000 years ago, when suddenly, all over the world, you get evidence that a tremendous change has taken place in this being. It's as though something has been done to our ancestors, and suddenly, almost out of the blue, we are creating the most extraordinary transcendent art that the world has ever seen. And this is the art of the painted caves of southern Europe and of the rock shelters of places like South Africa and Australia. You find the art in North America and in South America, always painted on rocks or in caves. And you know, the famous cave of Lascaux in France, which dates back about 20,000 years, when Pablo Picasso, the great artist, entered that cave in the 1930s, when he came out, he was interviewed by reporters, and he just stood there amazed, and he said, you know, we have invented nothing. That these people of so long ago were creating this just amazing world-class art, and the mystery is that they do it absolutely out of nowhere. 1 minute they are these shuffling ape men, they look like us, but their behavior is that of ape men. The next minute they are producing works of art that stunned Pablo Picasso. And this is the mystery as to why did this light switch on in our brains. And I think the clue to that mystery, the answer to that mystery, is found in the art itself, because an absolutely universal characteristic of this mysterious rock and cave art all around the world is that it features those beings that I mentioned in the last segment that I technically referred to as therianthropes, part animal, part human beings. They're in a state of transformation between human and animal. So you see a man with the head of a bison, and the hooves of a bison. You see the figure of a woman who, the woman is actually depicted headless, but the head of a lion is emerging from her arm. So this is not a question of people being dressed up in skins. This is a question of actual transformation, a shape-shifting, transforming being. And these are the very earliest paintings that we have from anywhere in the world, are these paintings of beings that can only be described as supernatural beings, because we do not encounter beings like that in everyday life. These were not paintings from nature. These artists were depicting something that they had seen and that had a very powerful impact on them. And I believe that's exactly what happened, that they cultivated altered states of consciousness, perhaps at first by accident,